HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
You know, all my life, I always used to say that when I retire, when I give up my restaurant business, I want to do some good in my life. I want to give back to society, and one day I will open a culinary institute for the helpless. I will do this. But these were all plans in my head, which I will do once, when, what happens. You, on the other hand, over the years, who, apart from being a brilliant chef, apart from running an amazing restaurant and now even an amazing guest house, Maria Luigia, you have managed to give back to the society. You started with all the canteens, you started with food for school, you made sure sustainability, you bought Italy on map where food sustainability is concerned, where awareness is concerned. But this year, how has it been? Yes, you did everything, but this year, this pandemic, which made me close more than half of my restaurants, only half of my restaurants exist, half of them have shut down, I have been a very happy person, I have to admit. This has made me realize that there is no tomorrow, and I have to do what I need to do today and not wait for tomorrow. What has this 1 year been for you?
It's been a crazy time. And, with this coronavirus outbreak, everything that was an hour to begin with has fallen away. And now we have to live with what remains. Life is big, even when is silence and still. These are rare and precious days that we have. And since day one, I said to myself, we have to do something to deserve them. Each one in our homes, together under one roof that shelter the world. With the world in lockdown, my family and I at home, we decide to share our life with the world and through Instagram, and we create Kitchen Quarantine, in which we with no filter, because you know, when you have a child like Charlie, a young adults like Charlie, you cannot have filter, and that was just the essence of Food for Soul. That is my foundation, in which we use surplus food to feed the people in need in amazing places, using beauty, because the beauty is the essence of our job. What I'm doing, it, like, I don't know, you know. One thing that I did in this period is ask myself a lot of questions, you know, and one of these is like, what is the purpose of a restaurant in 21st century? You know, this is one of the questions. Is it a place to have a meal, or is it a place to learn and discover? It's a place where culture is perceived and shared. I always thought of my restaurant as a laboratory of ideas, you know, a place where promote culture, where connect to agriculture, a place for education, learning, grow. These connections are important to us, because to keep us from isolating in our kitchen, you know, they keep us connected in our communities and connected to the world. They reminded us that restaurant does not exist only to serve a meal, we are at the beginning of the culinary revolution, as I always said. You know, in 2015, we start a humanistic revolution that now is like more alive than ever. And one that is leading is a humanistic revolution that is leading chef to step out of the kitchen and to connect with communities. And, an issue outside the world of hospitality, you know, can chef really make the difference in what they choose to serve at their table? Can really the chef be the one who really influence agriculture, culture, tourism, training, social issues? Yes, because I always say, you know, our small restaurants are like a Renaissance atelier in which we create culture every day. I wrote a beautiful piece on Corriere della Sera about culture, and trying to explain to the Prime Minister of Italy this kind of potential, enormous potential the restaurant has right now in 2020. And culture is extremely important for chefs, because culture, knowledge, consciousness, sense of responsibility is something extremely important, and steps from one to another are very short, because what we do every day in our small restaurant is like we promote culture, but we also develop knowledge, but also we promote the step to social responsibility is very short. We have 10 soup kitchen, and in every soup kitchen right now, we are feeding more than 500 meals every day. Just in Paris, between 3,800 and 5,000 meals a day. So imagine, you know, a small restaurant like Osteria Francescana, what has been able to do in 5 years.
This was a Hindustan Times production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.